Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood coming with you with Foundational Faith today. And we're encouraged today to be able to come with another point on prayer today. We've been teaching now a series called The Power and the Purpose of Prayer. I want you just to listen just a few words, a moment, so this song.
Jesus is there watching over to see if his help I should need. He made sure that his dear precious children don't fall by the trials of sin. That's no mountain for a climber. The maker of the mountain is standing by me.
I just want to say today, I don't know how big your mountain may seem today, but God is the one that can conquer your mountain. And I'm glad we've got an opportunity to talk to God. It doesn't matter who you are. The Lord is ready to hear the cry and the call of that one that will come. I'm just so reminded of how even the scripture teaches us in Jeremiah chapter number 33. It says, "Call unto me, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I'm also reminded that in the scriptures, the psalmist tells us, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise." I want to say something today to you and I that are listening, that God is ready to hear you when you call. He told us in Jeremiah, he said, "Call unto me." God gave a promise there. He said that he would answer. Also, God said that he'd show us great and mighty things. And that word there, or those two words, mighty things, means that there is things that God wants to show us that are hidden to us, that may be that we do not even know what God wants to do for us. I'm telling you, there's times that I have prayed and I have sought God and even forgot about praying about it anymore, or just left it in the hands of God and some time passed. And the next thing I know, I'm thinking, wait a minute. God's answered that prayer. God's moved that mountain. God has moved in that behalf. I want to say today that as we make this second teaching in that of prayer today, I just want us to come and to think about how important prayer is, but how that the power of prayer will move God in our behalf. I'm reminded that we're told by that of the Apostle Paul to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 8. "I will therefore that men," now that's not just men, but that's everybody, "pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." I want us to be encouraged today. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter where you're at. You do not have to be in a church. You do not have to be in some cathedral. You do not have to be somewhere specific, because prayer is a position of not just the knee, but it is a position of the heart. I'm also reminded in the scriptures how that in Psalms chapter 55 that we read just a moment ago, verse number 1, how that it says, "Give ear to my prayer." The psalmist is asking God to give ear and to be attentive. But I'm also reminded that we're told in the 16th verse of that chapter, "As for me, I will call upon God." I want you to see what the psalmist says. He says, I'm going to make this personal. He says, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me." Now, I want to say something here. God is on our side if we will allow Him and allow His Word to operate in us. If we'll come with the Word of God and we'll speak the Word of God, we'll pray the Word of God, we will petition God, God is ready to hear us, but we've got to want to come. And also, as we go on, it says, "The Lord shall save me." I want you to look at verse number 16. I'm reading this out of the King James Version of Psalms 55 in verse number 16. It says, as for me, I will call upon God. And the word there, God, is giving us the understanding of the three in one. It's giving us that of the one that is the creator, the Elohim. But he goes on and he says, the Lord, which is capitalized, which is talking about Jehovah, the great I am, the self-existing one, the one that shall move in our behalf. He goes on, the psalmist says, he says, evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. I'm going to tell you, that excites me, because I want to tell you, not only the psalmist has said, and I'm going to agree with the psalmist, and I believe that you're going to agree with the psalmist today, that you are going to call upon God, and you are going to step in that realm of faith that you know that the Lord, Jehovah God, is going to save you. And I want to say, it may be early morning, it may be noon, it may be at night, we can call upon God. And Paul exhorted Timothy there again, as we said earlier, that everywhere that we ought to lift up holy hands. And that just reminds me that how prayer is not just a position of where we sit, stand, but it's a position of the heart. And I want to ask us today to be encouraged to lift up our voices in worship to God when we come to pray. We're going to be talking about different aspects of prayer in the next little bit, but I just wanted to give you this little excerpt today that I just felt burning in my heart, how that we can talk to God anywhere, anytime, about anything. Oh, my, He is our closest friend. If you've had a friend that sticks close to you and you feel like that you can speak to that person and share things that you cannot share with somebody else, I want to tell you, that's exactly what God is today. He's that kind of friend. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Listen, I want to just encourage you today, just as I'm talking to you, and I know I've said this before, it sounds like a broken record or an album, but I want to say that God wants us just to talk to Him just like I'm talking today on this broadcast. Oh, my. I hope this has encouraged you today. Just take a moment right now after you listen to this and just pray. Just take a few moments and pray and talk to God, no matter what it is. I tell you, there's times we need to just praise Him. We just need to come and just praise Him. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to just thank you for tuning in today. I want you to be encouraged to share this teachings on prayer, because we're going to go into different aspects of prayer, and we're going to spend time praying over some of those aspects. But today, I want to pray for those that are in our listening family. Oh, my. We're now into over 10 countries in the world, and we just want to thank God for the podcast family that we have with Foundational Faith. And today, I want to pray. I want to pray that the joy of the Lord will just abound in you, and that when you come to the time of prayer, you'll find yourself praying, not just morning, evening, at night, but just anytime. I mean, it just is fluently coming out of you to pray. And it will be sessions of worship. It'll be sessions of supplication. It'll be times that you're asking God for specifics, but the times that you can just spend just thanking Him and worshiping with Him. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for our podcast family of Foundational Faith Ministries. Father, I just pray for the encouragement to be in the hearts of each and every one of those that are listening today, wherever they may be on this globe today. And Father, I'm just thankful today that you loved us so much that you sent your son Jesus to save the world. No matter if we're German, if we're Russian, if we're Chinese, if we're Korean, and Lord, I could just go on and on with all the nations in the world. But God, I just want to thank you by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the power of the finished work of Calvary. We're brothers and sisters today, no matter what nationality we may be. Father, I just pray for our family, our foundational family today. Bless them, Lord. Encourage them. Give them the joy of the Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
and amen. We're going to be coming back soon with another episode, and we're going to be touching basics on some things of prayer and maybe giving you some things that you've never thought about, some ways to pray, how to pray, why we ought to pray that way. And we're just going to take moments and pray that way and encourage you to do the same. God bless you. If you want to reach out to us, let us know that you're listening. You can do so by making a comment. Also, you can contact us at PastorHarry8700@gmail.com, or you can even email the ministry, which is that of Foundational Faith Ministry 2020@gmail.com. God bless you, and you are in our prayers. Until the next time, bye-bye.